Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight, you better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Joe Biden, Klaus Schwab, Bill Gates, all the usual suspects are telling us that a new pandemic and lockdowns are imminent.
Prepare for the next one. That, you know, I'd say is, will get attention this time.
Let's look at lockdowns. Cost us trillions of dollars. And, you know, we're paying for that now with super high inflation. And I think I'm interested in when Johns Hopkins comes out with a study that said basically that didn't have any impact on mortality. And I don't know that that study addressed what mortality might have been impacted in terms of deferring other, health care. Can we take lockdowns off the table in terms of what we do in the future?
I can't say because I don't know what that future holds for us.
What about the study that Johns Hopkins did? Because we're always saying pay attention to the science.
I'm not familiar with that study, sir.
The most recent data demonstrates that you are more likely to become infected or have disease or even death if you've been vaccinated compared to the unvaccinated people. This is shocking to hear, but it is what the data are showing us. The data now show that these experimental gene therapy treatments can damage your children as well as yourself. They can damage your heart, your brain, your reproductive tissue, and your lungs. This can include permanent damage and disablement of your immune system.
As the world plunges into financial crisis via hyperinflation,
all of what we are seeing play out in Europe right now is an upsetting of the balance of the world order as they want it, as people like Dr. Harari, as people like Klaus Schwab and others. Bill Gates is another one. So we have to understand that these are people that are very smart, they're very well resourced,
yep.
and they have a very sort of strategic idea of how they want to see the world develop. And God and a soul are not part of that strategy.
Well, there's all the symptoms of the disease that is the New World Order and globalism. And so the big question is, how do we tackle globalism? How do we expose globalism? How do we dismantle and prosecute globalism? And then separately, how do we recognize the fruits of globalism to wake up our friends, family, neighbors, and strangers so they understand why their lives are getting very bad, why crime is increasing, why they're going bankrupt? What is the worst thing they're doing? What is the number one thing they're doing that we need to stop? Devaluing the currencies, defunding the police, dissolving the borders, coming after our guns, launching war with Russia, preparing to release new bioweapons. But you know, they're not really preparing to release new bioweapons. They are releasing new bioweapons or targeting a new group of people with their bio nanotech weapon, and that is babies 6 months old and up.
Texas Children's Hospital started administering some shots yesterday. These vaccines are for those kids ages 6 months through 4 years. And because this group just received clearance from the Food and Drug Administration, Dell Medical School is trying to calm worried parents.
The corrupt FDA had 3 different rounds of resignations, firings, off their board the last year and a half because the board would not even authorizing these experimental injections for anybody. So they had one board resign, or large portions of it. Then they got new people on and said, now we're going to go down to age 16. And a bunch of them said no. Now we're going to add boosters and shots every few months. No. And they've got a board now that unanimously voted to lie to the public and say that this works great, that it's a vaccine, and that it totally protects you. When it isn't a vaccine, it doesn't protect you, destroys your immune system, causes all...
PrepareToday.com. PrepareToday.com. We have created a one-stop shop to get the highest quality storable foods ready to ship that are in stock with hundreds of award-winning certified preparedness survival items. That's why PrepareToday.com is a one-stop shop. You can also follow PrepareWithAlex.com. It takes you right to the same site, and it's our huge sponsor funding our operation. So Americans and others can get ready, be self-sufficient, and fund the info war while saving massive amounts of money on critical items they need. And, of course, getting things delivered to them quickly because it's in stock. PrepareToday.com. The only way you fail is not visiting PrepareToday.com. There's not a question now whether you need this or not. You need it. Before, it was just a backup plan and insurance. This isn't insurance. This is survival. PrepareToday.com. PrepareToday.com, and I'll see you there.
Tomorrow's news today.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Wednesday, June 29th, 2022. I'm your host, Alex Jones, and we have huge developments happening on the geopolitical world financial stage, domestically, and so much more. There's a big report that just went live at Infowars.com. It's getting almost no attention here in the controlled Western press. The organization of BRICS, that's one of the largest global organizations out there of nations, announces new world reserve currency as America commits economic suicide. That report I'm going to be breaking down next segment. Zelensky demands $5 billion from NATO cities for security in Europe, whatever that means. So much insane news breaking on the Ukraine front. U.S. officials doubt Ukraine can take back territory. White House losing confidence. The Russians are winning the war. We've got some very dramatic maps we're going to be getting to at the start of the next hour that show where the Russians have gained control and are keeping control and expanding that control, and why those areas they're in control of are so critically important. That's coming up as well. Huge news on the targeting of six-month-old babies and up with the experimental shots and the horrible health effects, and how the CDC knowingly lied, ladies and gentlemen, on the safety data and on the danger to children from COVID. It is dramatic. CDC caught using false data to recommend kids the deadly COVID shot. That's coming up next hour as well. But in this hour, Roger Stone's going to be joining us exclusively at the bottom of the hour here in about 23 minutes from now. Roger has been massively defamed again. So have I. So have the American people, claiming that Trump called him or told Mark Meadows to call him and to call General Flynn and plan what happened at the Capitol. It's just absolutely ridiculous. Trump did not call Roger. Mark Meadows did not call Roger or General Flynn. It is totally made up. But that's why I've had the Jan 6 committee and federal grand juries and the FBI and the Justice Department want to ask me about a phone call that I supposedly had with Stone and Flynn. And the answer is, we didn't have the phone call. I'm not talking to you. Because you know that. You've got my damn phone records. And you've got the White House phone records. They're just making it up. And the reason I raise that is, the reason Roger's joining us is not just that. The wheels have come off their deceptions. This Cassidy Hutchinson, who was fawning after Trump to get a job after he left the White House, was not given a job in Mar-a-Lago. So she's gotten angry and made all this up. Trump came out yesterday and instantly said, none of this is true. And then the Secret Service said, yeah, No such thing happened. He didn't climb up the front of the car. He didn't grab the wheel. None of this is true. He's sitting way in the back. And then she also said that she wrote this handwritten note on what Trump's directives were on January 6th. And it turns out she didn't. And they've already had others testify to that. I mean, the woman is a liar. And we just see this going on and on and on, committing crimes under oath. And Liz Cheney, it's come out, knew that she was lying and knew who wrote the handwritten note, but still didn't call her on it. But why are they able to get away with this? Because they get away with it. Because they are not held accountable. They never get in trouble. Because the Justice Department is completely corrupt at the top. These people have a free hand to cut off our pipelines, to get rid of our borders, to devalue our currencies, for the puppet president's son to have a bunch of child porn and video him having sex with children, underage girls. All that's okay. Chinese top spies giving him orders. All that's come out, and they get in zero trouble. And when you try to cover what's in the laptop during the campaign the last few months of 2020, you get censored, you get shut down, you get targeted. So that's how this system is operating. And they may not get convicted in the actual courts, but they've been convicted in the court of public opinion. And almost everyone I know that were liberals are now awake and ashamed of themselves and really, really upset about what's happening. And it's finally inflation that's really got through to people. And seeing Biden up there saying, well, it's a transition. Well, inflation's good for you a few months ago. And now he's like, oh, yeah, you know who's to blame? Putin. And the gas stations, they're the ones. Everybody knows gas stations hardly make any money per gallon of fuel, and they have it there to get you in the store. So this is just one incredible time to be alive right now. We're going to be going over all of her lies and more when we come back in the next segment, and they are dramatic. And they're just so intense. But I guess it's really peas in a pod or birds of a feather fly together, flock together, because you have Schiff on the committee, who three times we know of he's been caught, I'm sure there's more, totally falsified documents and emails and changed the words around to say something completely different. She's testifying, she heard Trump say, I want to join an armed insurrection and take the Capitol over. There's no other witnesses. It's not true. Trump wanted 10,000 in the National Guard there. Trump was concerned about Antifa. It doesn't matter. She's not going to get in trouble. So she might as well say Trump turns into a demon and has a black tongue that comes out. Oh, no, 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 no. That's me. CNN has multiple witnesses that I turn into the Exorcist and a black tongue shoots out. And I got to tell you, I didn't cover this a few weeks ago when it first aired, but I'm going to go ahead and play it because it's so funny, except it's not funny. I'd never even heard of a black tongue. Didn't even know that you, I mean, I know if you get hung, your tongue can turn dark purple when you're dead and kind of stick out of your mouth. But I talked to a medical doctor friend of mine. He said a black tongue's impossible in a living person. But the point is, it's like, Trump's grabbing steering wheels and wants armed insurrections and he's calling us, but he didn't call us. And I've got black tongues and become demon possessed. I mean, these people are the demons. These people are the ones promoting pedophilia. These are the people promoting all of this toxic, destructive culture. And now they're up there with just a steady stream of people lying about myself and Trump and Roger Stone and the American people and flyover country in general. There are a lot of mentally ill people who are very stupid who think if they can get on CNN or get up in front of Congress and tell a lie, that it gives them power or cachet with the elites. And what it does is points at everybody, you're a horrible person, and you have blackballed yourself in real society for the rest of your lives. All of these people have destroyed themselves. And that goes for all the people that have gone on the New York Times and the Washington Post and CNN and ABC News and just told bald-faced lies about me. It doesn't hurt me that they're lying about me. Nobody believes CNN. Nobody believes it. But it's so painful when you've done nothing to people, but they get sucked into the power structure and think they're becoming successful and think they're arriving and think that they are winners when all they are is modern Benedict Arnolds. It's extremely sick and sad. But I got to say this. If there's no accountability for these lies, what's going to happen in the future with these people? They're just going to tell bigger and bigger and bigger lies, and I guess just discredit themselves more and more, so then they'll double down again, and it's already become absurdist. Men can have babies. Don't say a man can't be a woman in California, you get arrested. Two women had a baby in prison. No, they didn't. Look at these headlines. I don't believe in witchcraft. Alex Jones' childhood pal recalls his talking in tongues and having a black tongue. Wow. But see, they come up with lies so fantastic that people go, well, some of that's got to be real. I mean, surely they wouldn't say that Trump grabbed the wheel of the Secret Service and tried to hijack the vehicle. I mean, it's got to be true, right? Nobody tell a lie that big. Yeah. The Secret Service says he's a big fat liar.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID 4 times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had 2 clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Completely out of the fiction of some woman's mind during the January 6th Kangaroo Court show trial extravaganza. And we're going to look at this Cassidy Hutchinson and all the lies. She's been caught in basically everything she said is a total lie that can instantly be proven to not be true. But now I know why they think Roger Stone talked to Mark Meadows. They think I was talking to Trump. Because people like this are just making it up. I hadn't talked to Trump in like a year before January 6th. I missed some of his phone calls. He called me a few times. I know because it was the White House switchboard calling, but I hadn't talked to him in over a year. Quite frankly, didn't even care to. I was so upset about the whole vaccine thing. I knew he was pigheaded, but that's a side issue. That's a private matter. The point is that you tell these people, I didn't talk to Trump. They go, fine, we'd like the FBI to come in and talk to you. No, you got my phone records. I'm not talking to you. And then they spin it. Jones is coming into the FBI. Jones is coming in to expose Trump. You see that the New York Times, Washington Post. Total lies. Every stinking bit of it. And people call me. They go, hey, we hear you're going to turn on Trump. Turn on Trump for what? Trump didn't want the Capitol attacked. He wanted 10,000 National Guard there. The Fed stood down. There was up to 1,000 FBI armed in the crowd. It's been declassified, and they let it happen while I sat there and tried to stop the damn thing. If anybody needs to be arrested, it's whoever gave them the orders to stand down, just like Uvalde. I'm trying not to get angry, but the more I think about this, man, I am just so sick of these people. Everything they accuse us of is what they've done. I want that police chief in Uvalde arrested. I want whoever gave the order at the Justice Department for the feds to stand down that day, because from my sources, they wanted to stop it. But I'm going to ask the feds another question. Why the hell did you follow orders and not stop the few hundred people trying to break in? See, I'm starting to get really angry right now. I'm going to calm down. That's not where I was going. Roger Stone's next segment. Roger Stone's next segment. We're going to get into all of it then. Let me just control myself. But let me tell you what's coming up next hour. I wasn't going to get to this now, but I just won't have time in this segment because it's a lengthier report for Greg Reese. It's so important. I'm going to get to it next hour. Major nations like China and Russia and India have agreed to move off of the dollar. Now, ladies and gentlemen, to describe what it'll mean if that actually happens is curtains financially. You think we got inflation now? When the world stops accepting dollars, we turn into the road warrior overnight. And let me tell you something. I'm ready for this, and I'm prepared somewhat, and I'm right with God, but I'm scared of this. I'm not scared of being put in prison or killed for doing the right thing, but I am scared of bad effects in society, and I am scared of the general public when they can't feed their children, and you got a spoiled nation. And so, you know, you tell the average person, hey, the dollar won't be the reserve currency. I don't care. I don't trade currencies. They have no idea what that even signifies or means if it goes belly up, which every policy of the globalists is to kill the dollar while they claim they're trying to strengthen it. That's coming up next hour. Gavin Newsom, the word is the one that's going to be replacing Biden if they're able to steal the next election, the next general election. We have Ghislaine Maxwell sentenced to 20 years in prison for trafficking those thousands of little girls. A lot of folks may have forgotten about the 50-plus dead people found in a tractor trailer in South Texas 2 days ago. left there to die, locked up inside that death trap by the coyotes, and then a white guy killing 50 Hispanics, you'd have top story in the nation, burning cities, white people are evil. But because it's Hispanics killing Hispanics, nobody cares. Well, I do. I care. And so does the Mexican president. Mexico claims U.S. can't control its border. That's not a claim. It's not being controlled on purpose, and now it's completely broken, and then it may never, ever be able to fix it. The dam's broken. That's coming up next hour as well, the Roger Stone's next segment. But let me do this because it's very, very exciting. We have a giant sale going right now of amazing products that you and your family really, really need. And we also need the funding to stay on air and not have InfoWars shut down. You need these products. These are all amazing products at great prices at InfoWarsStore.com. It's the July 4th super sale, and it starts today. Up to 75% off, plus double Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com. Starting today and running through next Wednesday, a few days after July 4th, we have 50% off plus double Patriot points on Brain Force Plus, Ultra 12, Vitamin D3 Gummies, Ultimate Krill Oil. That's a huge deal. Make almost no money on that. Lung Cleanse Plus, Fizzy Magnesium, Prostagard, Ultimate Fish Oil, VasoBeat Complete. 40% off on Knockout Sleep Support, Alpha Power, Living Defense Plus, Whole Food Multivitamin, Pollen Block, Survival Shield X2, all Dr. Jones Natural products, massively discounted 40%. And up to 60% off in double Patriot points on Super Female Vitality and Iodine Surface Cleaning Spray. And finally, save a massive 75% plus off plus double Patriot points on hair and beard support formula that really is just a powerful multivitamin mineral. Just as good as our other formula that calls itself a multivitamin mineral, maybe even better. That's at cost or below it. We got to blow it out to fund the operation at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to explain something here. With what's going on in the world, you want to boost your immune system. And a lot of these products really, really do that. But they do a lot more amazing things as well. And here's something just as important. We have to sell these products to have funds to operate into the future, even though most of these products, we only have a few thousand bottles left of, and we're not even sure when we're going to get more, but I'm in that catch-22 of where we've got to move it. So this could be the last time you ever get these products. We absolutely need the funding and their amazing products, a 360 win, at InfoWarsStore.com. It is the July 4th super sale blowout that is starting right now. And I have taken the donations and the Bitcoin donations and things, and put orders in on 8 of our best-selling products that have been sold out because of supply chain breakdowns, and we got in a bind because of supply chain breakdowns, didn't have funds from other products being sold, so we didn't have the money to even buy those popular products. Now that they're actually available again, highest quality proprietary, but now we do, and so in 1 month, 4 of the products come back in, and in 2 months, the other 4 products come in. Hooray, hallelujah, thank you for that donor. So we can take that donation and then double it to stay on the air. So we're talking about the nick of time, ladies and gentlemen. We are like just right there on the edge of oblivion, but God keeps coming through you. You keep supporting us, so thank you so much. So please, please take advantage of this July 4th super mega sale with double Patriot points and up to 75% off. In fact, we're losing money on that. And some products we get that I think are amazing don't sell. Hair and beard is that. Nobody wants it. Okay? It's really just a super powerful multivitamin mineral, good for women, men, children, you name it. Very expensive version. Very fancy. It's 75% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And don't forget, an Alex Jones is Right t-shirt while you're there.
Dinesh D'Souza's new film, 2,000 Mules, is the most important documentary in modern times because it proves how the deep state stole the 2020 election and how they're planning to steal future elections and complete our journey to basically being like Venezuela. Now, it's great that it's online. It's great that millions watch it online. But you need to have the high-quality HD DVD in your library with the expanded extras so it can't be censored in the future and so you can show it to everyone you know. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get 2,000 Mules
today and get it discounted up to 30% off when you get it with other documentary films like In-Game, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, the seminal classic that predicted the Great Reset, and, of course, Part 1, Part 2, and now the new Part 3 of COVID Land. Get them separate, get them together, massively discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. But everyone needs to have 2,000 Mules in their library so the globalists can't censor it. InfoWarsStore.com to get 2,000 Mules today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims, and we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
This is how we do every day. We keep grinding, and if you wanna come and text us,
if you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
This is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
They do blows up in their face, but they don't care. They just double down again with countries like Russia and Vladimir Putin, not just for the American people. It is insane. They've almost killed the dollar. The BRICS group, made up of Russia, China, India, and a bunch of other countries, says they're leaving the dollar, and it's happening. I mean, you talk about putting America into a collapse. You talk about running us over the rocks if we were a ship. This is it. Or crashing us into an iceberg. This is insane. This is our live Wednesday broadcast, June 29th. The January 6th show trial whistleblower breaks record for congressional perjury. Cassidy Hutchinson told provable lies repeatedly on national stage with help of Liz Cheney and other deep state operatives. And now the Secret Service, by name, says they want to testify that none of what she said is true, and they never told anyone that. No one ever claimed that Trump went crazy and tried to grab the wheel and did all this. It is all made up. It's also come out that she lied about who wrote a note and said that she did it when it's on record and already testified who did, and Cheney knew that and said nothing. And then, of course, there's this lie that Trump's supposedly telling Mark Meadows that Roger Stone's never even talked to Mark Meadows, to call him and General Flynn. I mean, lie after lie after lie. Here's one of them.
Ms. Hutchinson, is it your understanding that President Trump asked Mark Meadows to speak with Roger Stone and General Flynn on January 5th?
That's correct. That is my understanding.
And Ms. Hutchinson, is it your understanding that Mr. Meadows called Mr. Stone on the 5th?
I'm under the impression that Mr. Meadows did complete both a call to Mr. Stone and General Flynn the evening of the 5th.
They're doing it again, Roger. They claim that you were in command of WikiLeaks, never talked to Assange, never said you did. And now they're telling another whopper of a lie and pointing their finger right at you. How surreal is this, my friend? Please respond.
Well, thank you, Alex. It's deja vu all over again. I mean, not since the Ukrainian impeachment have I seen a more ham-handed, fabricated, loose, contrived narrative. This is essentially an elaborately produced television show with a fictional timeline that's one big infomercial against Donald Trump. If this was really a January 6th investigation, where is the stunning footage of the cold-blooded murder of Ashley Babbitt, the unarmed, decorated Air Force veteran who was shot in cold blood without warning, without a stand-down order, and was completely unarmed? Where is the footage of Roseanne Boylan being bludgeoned to death by Capitol Hill police officers? Where's an examination of why the enormous doors of the Capitol that can only be opened electronically from the inside were open? Where are those facts? Instead, they hype this up. So remember, Alex, it's key to recall, we were told the hearings were done for June. Then they hastily said we have a surprise witness in newly found information. They won't tell anybody all day Thursday, the day before, who it is. It's enormous hype, just hype. And they produce this woman who not only tells a completely fabricated tale now debunked by the Secret Service that Donald Trump pitched a fit when his detail refused to drive him to the Capitol, tried to grab the wheel, physically impossible, physically assaulted a Secret Service agent, also in not true. And then there's this whopper, as you point out, that the president, she knew, she didn't say she heard, she said, is it your understanding? Yes, it's my understanding. What does that mean? She alleges that the president told his chief of staff, Mark Meadows, to call me and General Flynn on January 5th, to discuss, to ask us what was going to happen on the 6th. I've never spoken to Mark Meadows on the phone, ever. I met him once when he was a congressman in the green room at Fox. Other than that, I've never spoken to him at all. I just heard from General Flynn. He also did not hear from Meadows. He's never spoken to Meadows on the phone on any occasion either. He met him once in December in the White House. So this is an effort to pull us into a narrative. As you know, Alex, you're subject to it as well as we are. To be very clear, any claim or insinuation or even implication that I knew about, was involved in, or condone any illegal action on January 6th at the Capitol or on any other date and place is categorically false. Nor was I involved in any of the legal efforts regarding the outcome of the election with Steve Bannon or Giuliani or any of these other folks.
So let me ask you this. Clearly, they've been trying to ask you and me about Mark Meadows. You never talked to Meadows, neither have I. This is all made up. So we know it's coming from the committee. They're there making this up and having her lie. Why would they have her lie about such demonstrably provable things that we didn't talk to Trump, you didn't talk to Trump, General Flynn didn't talk to Trump about that or that day, or expanding? Why would she say he grabbed the wheel and tell such a crazy lie when she knew the Secret Service would come out and say she's a liar? Do they just think that a lie goes halfway around the world where the truth puts its pants on?
Let's take this in two parts. If you can attack Roger Stone and Alex Jones on Twitter, then you can whip up a hysteria, which is the purpose of these hearings. So this is used for our vilification. If you want to pull the names of the two of the most hated villains on the American left into any outgoing post, include the names of Roger Stone and Alex Jones. The level of hatred, the tsunami of hatred that this whips up against us, Alex, is useful to these people, even though it is completely baseless. On the second issue, I am a little surprised, but look, these are the same people who made up and edited the Ukraine phone call. It's the same exact people. This is an Adam Schiff production, and you should never forget that. So truth, facts, have nothing to do with it. And, of course, the lying by omission about January 6th. Where's the testimony of Ray Epps? When is FBI operative Ray Epps going to testify? We've seen video of him urging people into the building, urging violence. At the same time, you and Ali Alexander are telling people to pull back and not to go into the Capitol. He's urging people to go in. Where is his testimony?
So I ask the question again, and you just explained it there, but why do they think they can get away with it when they know there's phone records showing this call didn't happen, when they know that he didn't attack the Secret Service driver and try to take control of the vehicle? He can't even get up to the front of the vehicle the way it's designed. Why would they say that she wrote a note that's in the congressional record that somebody else wrote who's testified they did? Why would she just tell lie after lie after lie?
Because they count on the fact that the initial charge will get enormous coverage everywhere across the board in the Trump-hating legacy media. And they also know that it is only largely the conservative outlets like InfoWars, Breitbart, the National File, Frank Speech, that will cover the fact that much of this is debunked. So they still do their damage. Now, they look foolish, but watch how quickly the truth about this incident with the Secret Service agent rotates out of the press. Yet they have made the case that Trump is unhinged. That was the purpose. And then they try to drag our names into it just to whip up more hatred and more violence.
When we come back, I want to get your view overall of the 2022 midterms coming up and what tricks you think the deep state might pull, and also the situation with the economy and more, and just generally where you see the J6 hearings going. I know you're on record saying they've fallen on their face. Everybody else agrees. Low ratings, but they don't seem to give up. What do you expect them to do next with 40 seconds?
Well, they have an audience of one, Merrick Garland. Can they convince him to charge Donald Trump? I think that's the question on the table. That's what they are seeking to do. They're seeking to write a contrived indictment of Donald Trump and hand it over to the Attorney General.
Wow, you talk about reckless. How could they convince this young woman to do stuff like this?
Well, what's particularly odious is the fact that she said all these things, yet after this period where she makes all these assertions against the president, she was seeking to join his staff at Mar-a-Lago. She was seeking to go into his, post-president staff.
Sure, so it's sour grapes. It's sour grapes. It's a disgruntled employee. Wow. We'll be right back with Roger Stone exclusive. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old.
old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
You with the clips of the lies of the January 6th committee. It's all over the news. She came out and she said he lunged towards the steering wheel, tried to grab control and hijack the vehicle, which is, again, the most insane sounding thing you could come up with. Now, Trump has said, hey, I wanted to go to the Capitol, and the Secret Service said it wasn't safe and overrode me and took me back to the White House. But obviously Trump did not lunge up and grab the wheel. She's been caught in a bunch of other lies, one of them about Roger Stone and General Flynn, who they're just desperate to tie to this big lie that there was this planned attack. And now, Roger, we have this video, I'll play in a moment, of the Proud Boys days before January 6th in a Zoom conversation saying, we're there to be peaceful. We're not there to cross the line and fight with anybody or go into the Capitol. We are there to be guardians. That's what I'd heard they were there to be. Our concern was Antifa bombing the hotel or shooting us. That's why we had security. I had my own paid security. You had volunteer security. That's what our belief was. No one even imagined this would happen because we always have peaceful rallies. We just had two huge ones, one with 500,000 folks a month before in D.C. So you got cut off by the break when I was asking, why would this young woman lie like this? And what will the Jan 6 committee do next when this is obviously not working? But then I'd like you to elaborate just in general about the Democratic Party's attempt to outlaw their political opposition.
Well, look, the purpose of this is just the relentless attack. You said it earlier, Alex, they hate us because we're warriors. So for me, this means bigger and bigger legal fees. I have to pay attorneys to defend myself. I've already, as you know, met my legal obligations under their subpoena, but I pled the Fifth Amendment, not because I've done anything wrong, not because I have anything to hide, but because I have extensive experience with their ability to twist innocuous, immaterial, irrelevant things you say into a crime. My wife and I still face 11 civil lawsuits. These are harassment suits that are sensationalized but baseless, designed to drag your name through the mud, and to gin up more legal fees. So folks can help me at stonedefensefund.com, stonedefensefund.com. I need your help there. Only through the support of the InfoWarrior community and so many other patriots have I been able to continue to fend off these demons. They attack you, Alex. They attack me. They are relentless. They have no regard for truth or fact or reality. It's all, this is all an elaborately produced television show. They're desperate to eliminate Donald Trump. That's the greatest question.
And Roger, so they're successful punishing Trump supporters and punishing leaders of the populist peaceful resistance, but they're not successful winning hearts and minds. As you know, all the polls show what I believe is the biggest political realignment since 1776, a total turning against the Democratic Party and other leftist groups around the world. That's what I'm seeing. What are you seeing?
Well, potentially, yes, that we are a majority. And between gas prices, food shortages, epic inflation, foreign policy bungling, in which we lose billions of dollars of sophisticated offensive equipment in Afghanistan, writing a check for $40 billion for Ukraine when we can't spend, you know, $5.7 million to seal our own southern border, a fentanyl epidemic in the country, a crime epidemic in the country based on the fact that the prosecutors in most major cities elected with the financial help of George Soros refused to prosecute violent crime of any kind. So the stage is set. However, Alex, your premise requires a free, fair, honest, transparent election. And the movement for electoral law reform has not come far enough since the last election to ensure that in every state. In fact, ironically, the states who have improved their election laws are overwhelmingly Republican states that were already carried by Donald Trump. But Arizona's process has not been cleaned up. Nevada's process has not been cleaned up. Pennsylvania's mail-in ballots are before the Supreme Court. They're unconstitutional, but they may be in place. So it's just too early to say whether this red wave can manifest itself in an honest election. The fundamentals are very definitely there for a great Republican resurgence. But that does not mean it's a MAGA resurgence or America First resurgence if the Congress is controlled by the rhinos.
That's right. If the rhinos can use this wave and get in there, then we're right back where we were, unless we have a strong cadre or a swing vote, as you've said, of MTG types, of Jim Jordan types, of Matt Gaetz types, that can then be the deciding factor and can checkmate the rhinos and the leftists. Let's get to this Proud Boys clip because it's important, and I want to finish up here with January 6th. We still have hundreds and hundreds of people in jail. Many of them have not had a trial yet. They're in gulags while Democrats bomb abortion, anti-abortion birthing centers around the country and firebomb them. It's just insane. And now we have this video from Zoom that it turns out the prosecution had but hadn't handed over, was trying to block from some of these trials that are starting, where they're openly talking about their plan not to get in fights with Antifa First and to not go into the Capitol. Here it is.
We're never going to be the ones to cross a police barrier or cross something in order to get to somebody. We're always going to be the ones standing back, right?
And we're always going to be the ones to f***ing defend. And we've been really good at it. We've been, let's be honest, we've been really good at that.
And it goes on for 20 minutes. The video's up on InfoWars.com and the Gateway Pundit. So this is just, you know, a few weeks before. There's also other videos of days before. And they go through great detail how we're peaceful. We're not going to attack anybody. We're not going to invade anything. And then they see the doors open. They see this all happen. Some of them go in, and they're charged with seditious conspiracy, Roger.
Alex, look, this is a constant game of guilt by association. No, I'm not a member of the Proud Boys. I never have been. Yes, I do know individual members of the Proud Boys. No, I don't approve of any violent or illegal act on January 6th, and I know nothing about any plan to do so. I noticed that members of the Proud Boys have been charged and will go to trial. This would have seemed to be excellent evidence in their defense. Beyond that, I hadn't seen it until now. But this constant guilt by association. Stone, who is associated with the Proud Boys and the Oath Keepers. Let me be clear. I couldn't hire private security because none was available. All of the off-duty D.C. police officers who had provided security for me and my family during my trial and the many pretrial motions for which I had to visit Washington were unavailable. I accepted the voluntary security of the Oath Keepers. I have no knowledge of any individual or collective Oath Keepers having any illegal plans on January 6th.
Yes, Roger, we know. And I'm in the same boat 100%. But all I'm getting at is this persecution of American citizens and their rights being violated is extremely dangerous. And if they continue to have their rights violated, it sets a precedent for all of us to be turned into basically Julian Assange.
Is absolutely true. Plus the spying state. I mean, you have been a big advocate for Volta Wireless. It's a product I like because I don't want the government or Google or Apple collecting all the information from my cell phone. We've seen in the last that the FBI is used warrantless searches on 3 million Americans. That came out recently. CDC is tracking people through their cell phones, over 1 million citizens. So this is my other great concern.
We only got about 45 seconds left, but Roger, will the January 6th committee or this new liar they put up in front of them that reminds me of that Colonel Vidman or whatever his name was, will they ever get in trouble for their lies? Because you were charged for lying to Congress and you didn't, but she's bald-faced lying.
Yeah, nothing will happen about that whatsoever. Certainly not under the Democrats. If you take control, the Republicans can take control of the House. Will they go vindictively and refer her to justice? They might, but then I don't see justice charging her. No, we have a two-tier justice system. These people tried to destroy my life when I didn't lie to Congress. Yet people like Rod Rosenstein, Vindman, and many others, and of course the congressmen themselves, they're exempt, so they can't be held responsible for lies that they tell on the floor. They can't be sued for vilifying you on the floor.
But they are being convicted in the court of public opinion. Trump's going to run in 2024. We know that. 30 seconds. When does he announce, and what happens to DeSantis?
I think he announces sooner rather than later. I think he announces as early as July. I think these kind of attacks probably accelerate that, if anything. DeSantis needs to stick to his knitting and get reelected governor before he could move out openly in a presidential campaign. I do think he is sizing up, taking on the champ. New national poll last week out of McLaughlin and Associates in the Gateway Pundit shows that Trump easily dispatches all comers. It's his race to lose.
Hold on, Roger. This is too hot. Do 5 more minutes with us if you can. I want you to continue to talk about the midterms, but first, more on Trump as early as this July, meaning like a week, he could be announcing the 2024 run. Wow.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.